So allowing yourself to really settle into a comfortable posture, yet also make sure that you have a sense of strength and stability in your postures. As we go into this forgiveness practice, forgiving ourselves. So letting yourself feel very stable with your feet at the floor, nicely planted. And the bottom at the chair as well, nicely, evenly balanced. Sitting in an upright and dignified way, really owning your belonging in this human community through your posture. Just as Tara Brach was discussing in her chapter in True Refuge, it's important to remember our human imperfection, that common humanity piece, as we go through this self-forgiveness practice. And I will remind you of that again. To remember we all make mistakes. This is our human condition. It can't be avoided. Remembering that whatever it is we do or we think is a product of a whole universe of invisible causes and conditions going back through time. Most of these causes and conditions are way beyond our control. For example, who our parents were, who their parents were, where we grew up, and then more particular conditions of the day, whether we're hungry or tired, stressed in some way. And so the result is that we actually have a limited knowledge and control over what we actually say and do from one moment to the next, and that this is true for everyone. This is wisdom and can really help us come to a place of forgiveness for ourselves as well as others. And sometimes we can cause pain to ourselves or others without making any mistakes. It may just be that we're kind of moving through our lives, doing the best we can, and it's an inadvertent harm to self or to others. And this is no one's fault. And it too, though, can be acknowledged and compassion brought to it. So let's take a few moments to just stabilize ourselves in a sense of body sitting and breathing. Relaxing any tension you may feel through the body. And take a moment, if you will, to give yourself a little soothing touch, hand to the heart, the cheek, the belly, whatever works for you. Letting this be a gesture of remembrance to step into these practices with goodwill for yourself, with a friendliness. And bringing your hand back to your lap, bringing it back when you need it. Or if you feel that you'd like to, leave your hand at that soothing touch place throughout the practice. And connect with your intention to open your heart to your own being. Perhaps if you bring some memory of yourself as a young child, or an older child, or even a teenager, some sense of yourself as you are now, or perhaps in the past, whatever opens you to yourself. And now allow yourself to bring to mind some event that you regret, that you would like to forgive yourself for, or to step on the path of self-forgiveness. It should be a relatively easy situation, not your worst possible moment in life. You want to work up to this. But it may be something that up until now you've felt is unforgivable. Perhaps it's a repetitive behavior. Sometimes we have some addictive behaviors we engage in that are harmful to ourselves. Or we may get caught up in judging. Or controlling. See if you can begin now to open to the pain of this particular event or behavior. Perhaps invoking the compassionate friend may be helpful for you, as if the compassionate friend is with you on this journey. So take a few moments to recall the event or the behavior, how it may have affected you or another. Allow yourself to feel whatever emotions are coming up, guilt or remorse. Naming these emotions, remember, name it to tame it. Naming these emotions. And allow yourself to begin to feel these emotions through the body. See if you can mindfully make space for them. And as you feel these emotions through the body, can you now begin to bring some compassion to yourself? It's painful to feel these feelings. Can you recognize that it is part of our human condition to make mistakes, that no one's perfect? So remembering common humanity as a gateway to offering yourself some kindness, some self-compassion, finding some phrases that will work for you. May I be kind to myself with this behavior, with this action, with these thoughts, or may I accept myself just as I am, feeling some soothing touch as you do this. Hand to the heart. at least bringing some intention to bring compassion to yourself for this action or thought. And now, can you gently let that part of the practice be and begin to step into some understanding, remembering some of the things that I was reading to you a few moments ago, trying to understand this behavior or these thoughts, taking a moment to consider, were there any particular environmental factors that may have come into play that led to this behavior, these actions, these thoughts? Were you under stress? Were you tired? Were you hungry? Or is it some aspect of your personality that got triggered? Old buttons pressed. Perhaps some blast from the past, some trauma that may have been activated in that moment. Was there some core belief that was activated? Was there possibly some kind of unmet need, remembering the work from last week? Or some fear? Often we behave in not our best ways when we're frightened and feeling separate. As best you can, see if you can gather some understanding by taking the vantage point of your compassionate friend. What would he or she have to say in terms of understanding the behavior, the event? And if you notice there's some unmet need, some fear, can you right now bring some compassion to it? Give yourself some soothing touch. Send yourself some soothing words. They're there. May I accept myself just as I am. And now see if you can begin to offer yourself some forgiveness. Drawing on the phrases, may I forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, to have caused this person or myself pain, suffering. May I forgive myself. May I forgive myself. Or may I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, knowingly or unknowingly. Just noticing how it feels to offer up these words of forgiveness, whether there's awkwardness, discomfort, there's some ease or some release. And if there is any discomfort, can you give yourself a little compassion for how hard it is to forgive ourselves, to forgive yourself? So wherever we're at, we can keep working it. And as we begin to finish up, is there any kind of way you can make some resolve in terms of self-care, in terms of this action, event, or behavior going forward? To the best of my ability, I resolve to not engage in this again. Perhaps bringing in the compassionate friend in these last few moments as a bit of encouragement. And if you're feeling a lot of resistance to forgiving yourself, even this too can be met with forgiveness, or compassion, or a mix of the two. Respecting your process, your own pacing. Perhaps feeling the compassionate friend with you here and now, supporting you with loving understanding. And holding you in this place of vulnerability. And just feeling breath and body. Sitting here.